Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this light to inspire our lives, Lord, to quicken our thinking, our attitudes, our actions, and our mortal bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings is Psalm 108, verses, what's it, must be
11.
10 and 11.
Who will lead me into the strong city? Who will take me to fight and win against Edom? God, have you really turned against us? Will you not lead our armies into battle?
Hallelujah. You know, this God that we serve, he has made himself known, and evil is something, you know, if we think we hate it, God has set out those boundaries from the very beginning. He is against all evil. He is a God that is good, that has just the best intentions for the world, for mankind, and all of creation. And he is there to fight with us. Why would we say something like that? Because we've got reason. I mean, in every situation of evil and people coming with their evil agendas, he could just himself, and yes, you have seen him with angels go destroy many of the evil people, but on the majority of the time, he uses mankind. He raises up deliverers. He raises up warriors that stand for what is right. We've got Joshua that took the soldiers into the promised land. We've got Gideon that overcame the Midianites. We got Esther and her band of loyal believers that then came against Mordecai. Was
Even
it Mordecai?
Simpson.
And yeah, even Samson. You know, so we you know, those are truths you hold on to. But then ultimately, so then through the ages, on all the foundation we built, the children of God, the kingdom of God is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. The prophets of old showed this clearly, you know, that God is a God that hates evil, and light is there to chase away darkness, and then ultimately Jesus in the last days. God has spoken to us in his Son. And Jesus came and overcame Satan as a young man with all the childish things that lead a person into sin. Jesus didn't. He overcame in every way, as a child, as a young man, later on as a father walking in such authority, they couldn't do nothing to him. Their wisdom couldn't bring him down. He had a greater wisdom. In every way he overcame, and then he came overcame under the earth as well. So he came over, he overcame on the earth, he overcame under the earth, and he overcame up in heaven. Satan has got no room with this deception, with this lies, with this demonic agendas that he's trying to bring about on the earth. That's all a joke, guys. We have got the answer. We have got the Christ, the Savior, the head of the body, the vine for us branches. And that's what we've got to take hold of, because as my Father has sent me, sent him what? To set free the captives, to trample Satan under his feet, to draw everyone into his marvelous light. So God has sent us. Just as a head is victorious, we are victorious. As the branches are beautiful and have got all sustenance and answers, we have got all sustenance and answers. So the question is, if we stay in tune and we walk according to our God, we have got the victory. And God has overcome in Jesus, and simply so that we can now overcome in Christ. We can take up our stand, put on our armor, and overcome this evil one. That's why the Bible says so nicely, be babes to evil and wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So we be wise in our thinking, we be wise in our speaking, and so we advertise the goodness of God. We can sometimes make so much of the lies and the deception, and that's just promoting it. That just can bring fear to people that don't know who they are. We've got to be so much more wise to what is good and babes to what is evil, and share this goodness of a great God that is with us. And wherever we see darkness and we hear darkness, we've got to bring the light in. When the light comes, when the darkness comes in one way, it must flee in seven ways. So we got to speak seven times louder, seven times more clearer about the good and the beautiful and the wonderful inheritance and victory we've got now in Christ Jesus, so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven, and cover the earth as the water covers the sea. The water covers the sea totally, and we want the total kingdom to be here. We are tired of it. We don't believe in this lies and this deception. We don't want it. This is God's world, and it's our world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that as Trevor said in Psalm 2, verse 4, it says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. And help us to see that picture, Lord, that this is not a surprise for you, and this is not worrying you, Lord. You know what to do. Help us to keep our peace and keep our focus on you and worship you and praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.